Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Haven't mentioned our CD at all, so let me do that now. Go to our website, philhenryshow.com. Pick up a copy of the Best of the Phil Henry Show, a 1999 CD, Communism is Neat. You can get it at our website, $23.50, $3.50 shipping and handling, $20 for the CD. All the proceeds go to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. We've raised $115,000, $115,000 since December 15th. So what are we into our fourth month now? Going on 4 months, and all is well. And we appreciate your generosity. If you haven't got a copy of it, it's a good gift for people, you know, whatever, who are fans of the show, or you want to turn somebody onto the show. PhilHenryShow.com is the address, and $23.50 for the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD, Communism is Neat, for $19.99. We got some ideas for next year's CD that involve not even doing a CD. Maybe we'll go back to vinyl. Remember when I was saying that? It's a pretty good idea, and everybody said, yeah, that's real great, Phil. How about doing a CD? Forget about your goofy ideas. Forget about your stupid... Now, if we release Phil Henry Sings the Hits drunk, but guess what? I think we should do a new Phil Henry Sings the Hits drunk this summer. The old one? That was warming up. Let's do a new one with an all-new band, an all-new cast, all-new costumes, all-new booze, something better than that gin I was drinking. 1-800-449-8686. And, okay, is this kid ready? Now, on the line, we have R.C. Collins from Chatsworth High School. We read the story of the newspaper. R.C., how old are you?
Yeah, Phil, I'm 16. I want to tell you, you're having a great show, as always. Thanks for having us on. Because a lot of us listen to the show and enjoy it very deeply.
Thank you very much. Now, tell me, in Chatsworth, right?
Chatsworth High School, where we have a newspaper that we do, and this is an off-campus enterprise, Mr. Henry. I wanted to be very clear on that, because I do believe the school administration's overreacting to a newspaper that is off-campus and has nothing to do with on-campus activities.
And how old are you, excuse me, how old are you, R.C.?
I'm 16 years old. I'm a junior at Chatsworth High.
And your newspaper is called what?
Our newspaper is called the Satanic Weekly, and
what does that mean? The Satanic Weekly? Are you Satanists? Or
no, sir, we're not Satanists. Really, what we is that we is, excuse me, we're vampiric, we're goth. We believe in the skull. We are of the skull, and we believe in the Brotherhood of the Cape. And
now, is this, you mentioned in the press release that this is a religious fight. What has happened?
We believe that our religion's not respected by the teachers and by our principal.
What is your religion?
Our religion is the Brotherhood of the Cape. It's goth, it's vampire. We go between the two worlds. We have an editorial staff that has been devoted to bringing to the students of Chatsworth High and those members of the Brotherhood of the Cape interesting news and information from the vampire community. Lord Lestat, the lawgiver, they were hassled off campus last week.
No, wait. Who is Lord? These are guys.
These are members of our editorial staff.
Okay, and what happened?
They were hassled off campus last week by some kids from my class who stole the Satanic Weekly that we were giving away to interested students. Agrippa and Absinia and her sister Azriel were also hassled.
When you say Agrippa and Absinia and Azriel, are these the names?
These are our given vampire names, Goth Vampiric, and the Brotherhood of the Cape.
And okay, so Agrippa, Absinia, and Azriel.
You know, you don't have to say the names like you're condescending to me. These are important to us, Mr. Henry.
I don't mean to condescend, pal, but you've got... what are you, playing vampire games or something?
We are not playing vampire games, sir. We are members of the vampire community. We believe in the skull. We are of the skull. And we do believe in the essence. in it.
Now, all right, now there is something in the newspaper that, you know, this fun and games is fun and games, guys, but you've got to...
We're not children having fun and games, Mr. Hendry. We are the Brotherhood of the Cape. And as such, we do believe in the vampire, you know, trip. We're with vampires in solidarity with the goth people.
Okay, you're with vampires in solidarity with the goth people. Your newspaper contains a section called Saving the Essence. What is that?
The essence is our life. The essence...
That's blood, isn't it? And are you guys sucking each other's blood?
That's our religious right if we choose so to do. And if we...
Are you guys cutting your veins and sucking each other's blood? It says here, storing the essence, and there are lessons here on how to sip the essence, as you call it. Now, I see here it says, if you are of the skull, you will sip my essence. Barnabas Collins. Is that you?
Yes, sir. That's my vampire given name.
Okay, so this is Sip the Essence. Actually says Sip My Essence, and it's over a section called Goth Beaver Hunt.
Yeah, what about it?
Okay. A lot of these pictures, this Goth Beaver Hunt apparently is what? It's a lot of girls who don't have any clothes on, and...
These are Sisters of the Cape. These are people who are Sisters of the Cape, and it's...
Sisters of the Cape. You got some dirty pictures here of girls. Are these friends of yours?
Sir, Mr. Hendry... We would hope that we'd be given a fair hearing on your program. I'm not here. I'm not a pornographer. I am here to try to promote the Satanic Weekly. Yes, we do have our monthly goth beaver hunt, which is a lot of fun. We do have storing the essence features and how one can store and sip by essence, the essence of Barnabas Collins. I am the coven leader. We have basically a loose-knit group of people. I mentioned to you Agrippa and her sister Azrael, but we also have Lord Hemlock and Lord Volturia. Sanguinarius is our friend, Rue, Velvet Box, and Billy the Impaler. His mom wouldn't let him come to our last meeting, and it was really wrong because this is a religious situation.
A religious situation. Look, you want me to call you Barnabas?
I would appreciate it.
Billy the Impaler's mom wouldn't let him come to your last vampire meeting?
And your condescension is noted. It's not bothering me.
All right, let's say it is a religious thing. Your kids, these are teachers, this is your parents, this is a situation, don't you think, that they should have some control over?
Not when it comes to our religious rights, sir. And when Billy the Impaler was coming over to my house, because my mom wasn't going to be home, and we were going to have a coven meeting, and his mom found out about it, and
what is this kid's name? I don't want his last name. Is his name Billy?
No, his name's John.
Well, how did he get the name Billy the Impaler?
That's his vampire name.
Let me give you a tip if I...
I don't need your condescension.
No, seriously. If you're going to name a guy after a vampire, don't call him Billy the Impaler, like there was a Vlad the Impaler. And
well, we do have a Vlad, and we also, as I mentioned, have Lord Lestat. Volturia suggested that we come up with Billy the Impaler. The point being, our religious rights are being infringed upon. And as long as the administration and teachers of Chatsworth High School do not allow us to be of the essence, a Brotherhood of the Cape, then we will go underground.
All right, well, your newspaper, Satanic Weekly, has been confiscated when it is found on campus. Apparently they find it pornographic. And I have to tell you something, pal. First of all, let me ask you a question. Is Billy a vampire cowboy or something?
Why do you say that?
The name Billy. Like Billy the Kid, Billy the Impaler.
No, you know something, sir? What we're trying to do is create a new freedom of religion for those of us who are of the Brotherhood of the Cape, the vampire and the goth. I'm goth, but Billy the Impaler's a vampire. That's the difference. And it's really neat, and we have a lot of fun. And people mess us up, and all we want to do is have our meetings and
store your essence and drink each other's blood. And
well, we don't really, but we have articles about it.
All right, well, I'm going to tell you this. I saw a copy of your newspaper. It was confiscated, I think rightfully so, by some teachers. This goth beaver hunt that you got going on here, man, that's pure pornography, all right?
That's freedom of religion, showing the beauty of our Sisters of the Cape. How dare you? How dare you make it anything but beautiful?
And I got it, pal. I know. It's just so beautiful. Look, kid, you've got a newspaper here with dirty pictures in it, all right? Now, the other thing is you have a teacher on staff there who is a biology teacher. And a member of my staff talked to her, Mrs. Kathleen Fondacox. Do you know her?
Yes, I do.
Why are you making fun of her?
Three guesses. Her name is great. And
I understand that, okay? But she hyphenates her name. She is a valued teacher. You're harassing her in the newspaper.
Yeah, but you know why, don't you?
Yes, I know why.
Mrs. Fondacox. Get it?
And I got it. Those are the last names. Perhaps she ought to just use one name or the other, but the fact is you're harassing her.
We made some fun. Are you putting me on? We had a teacher 3 years ago, Mrs. Anita Lay. What am I supposed to do, ignore that? And then 5 years ago, my brother had a teacher, Lotta Dick, and she...
Okay, man. Hold on for a minute. The kid goes to Chatsworth High School. He has a newspaper called Satanic Weekly, which frankly is a cover for, in my opinion, pornography. He says it is the religious freedom issue that is really at stake here and believes that their religious freedom to be goth and to be vampires is at stake. If you'll pardon the expression, stake. Now, Lord Lestat called in earlier and sent us over. And Lord Lestat, by the way, is some kid that goes to Chatsworth High School. He called in to say that he's going to deliver some extra copies here of the Satanic Weekly. The Lawgiver. Who is that? I find out that he's a freshman or something. He's like a middle school student. And then there's Billy the Impaler. I'm sorry? You wanted to say something?
Yeah, I asked your producer to put me on. We don't like you to use the word steak, so quit it.
How old's the lawgiver?
The lawgiver knows no age. He knows no...
How old is the lawgiver?
Just turned 12.
Okay. 12-year-old middle school kid. Now when you're in high school, that's one thing with your other friends, but you're dragging some middle school kid into this. I think it can be dangerous.
The lawgiver is strong. He will... Give us strength.
Get out of here. He's 12. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We have Barnabas Collins on. He is the editor of the Satanic Weekly. It's been thrown off campus at Chatsworth High. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show. One 800 449 8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. We have a young man on the phone who is a junior at Chatsworth High. If you're a parent, I think you ought to be listening to this. His name is R.C. Collins. He goes by the name Barnabas Collins. He edits a weekly newspaper called the Satanic Weekly. And this is a newspaper devoted, as he says, to the religious freedom of goths and vampires. They have names like Lord Lestat, the Lawgiver, Vlad, Agrippa, Absinia, and Azrael, her sister, Gabrielle. We've been in touch with a couple of the kids called in. One's name is Lord Hemlock, Sanguinarius, Rue, and the Velvet Box. Let me get this kid on the phone, back on the line. First of all, I wanted to ask you a question about Billy the Impaler. You said that he was grounded by his mom?
That's right. Billy the Impaler got grounded by his mom, and I wanted... And that's the kind of religious freedom that we don't have, that the adults won't give us. But when Billy the Impaler is off of restriction, you adults better watch out. We'll bring down the dark forces, because Billy the Impaler...
There's just something weird about Billy the Impaler being grounded, okay? And
you know, I'm not here to impress you. We're here for the religious freedom of all of us.
The religious freedom of Billy the Impaler and the Lawgiver.
Yeah. And you may think it's amusing, but that's what our newspaper's about.
All right, like I said, there are a lot of parents listening right now.
Well, the parents better get it.
Hold on. There are a lot of parents listening right now who'd be happy to know and interested to know that in the pages of your newspaper are naked pictures of girls, and it's called Goth Beaver Hunt.
Those are Sisters of the Cape.
Right. Here is Santa Rosa on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
I'm calling in because I'm a 16-year-old goth, and I hang out with a lot of goths and a lot of vampiric people.
Are you of the skull?
No. See, this little thing called the skull is a bunch of bull that's been made up by a couple of kids. Obviously, you are one of which.
No, we're the Brotherhood of the Cape.
Are there different names to the gentleman in Santa Rosa? Are there different names to different groups?
We only have like one or two groups, and they don't even have names. They're just a bunch of people that hang out and try to have fun.
Right.
And people like this kid are giving us a bad name.
Why?
Because of all this like drinking of blood and like nude pictures in this magazine.
Well, we don't really drink. We don't really drink blood. We just have descriptions of the essence.
Okay, well, these descriptions of the essence, I don't know about you, but I have done stuff like this, and I have been in groups which do drink blood.
You're kidding.
Yes.
What do you guys do? You, like, cut a vein or something?
No, see, when they do it, it's like, I've never personally done it.
Yeah.
I've been around it.
Oh, you've seen people do it?
Yes. And all it is just cutting the flesh, and when you write stuff about this kind of stuff, you make people who do it, who do actually do it as a sense of their own personal beliefs, look bad because...
We're fighting for people's religious freedom. Billy the Impaler and the Lawgiver, both of whom have been put on restriction, I think epitomize the lack of religious freedom of among young people today.
Okay, well, as far as this religion thing, goth is not a religion. Vampirism is not a religion. It is a group of people who are trying to be freaks, pretty much. Most of which will admit it is in no way a religion. There is no religious background of it. And the closest thing that you get to is Satanism.
But when the adults say that we can't do it, we do feel religious freedom's applicable. What's your name?
My name is Sebastian.
Okay, I'm Barnabas Collins. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Okay, when the Lawgiver was grounded, what do you think about that? I mean, to me, that's wrong.
Okay, this Lawgiver kid, obviously his parents had to have had some kind of reason to ground him, whether it's this little occult thing where you think you can bring up evil or whatnot, or cause people to want to be like you, or whatever it is.
The Lawgiver believes he can make people disappear.
Okay, I don't know anyone who can make people disappear except for wannabe magicians on TV shows, which is probably where he got the whole idea.
He's a kid. I mean, the Lawgiver's how old?
12.
He's too young to be hanging with you guys.
Okay, this is some 12-year-old kid that thinks he can make people disappear because he's watched fairy tales where some evil witch turns someone into an apple or something. Okay, this is in no way a religious thing. And, I mean, parents have every right in the world to ground kids if they don't want them going out and acting like idiots.
Let me ask the man in Santa Rosa, what do you think of this goth beaver hunt? Does that sound like some...
No, wait a minute. The goth beaver hunt is respectful. Those pictures are of a ritual that you do in order to join the Cape.
Okay, now, this whole beaver hunt thing, okay, you get this in Hustler and Playboy and porno magazines. You do not get this in a group of teenagers who want to be goth or want to be vampiric. You get this out of full-grown adults that are, like, legally able to do this stuff. And by all legalities, it is child pornography, which is illegal.
Yeah.
Which...
You're going to be in trouble, dude, and no wonder they're confiscating stuff. You're lucky that nobody's arrested you yet.
Yeah, well, they can restrict... They restricted Billy the Impaler. They're not going to get to me.
Okay, how old is this Billy the Impaler? And what does he think that he can do?
16.
What does he think he can do?
Just stuff. I mean, we're not trying to do nothing. We just feel that it's our religious freedom. Like, Billy the Impaler and I went out and we sacrificed... I mean, we didn't really sacrifice a chicken. It was a barbecued chicken that we had.
Okay, you say you sacrificed a barbecued chicken, okay?
But, I mean, it was already cooked.
Well, that's fine. You're still saying that you sacrificed it.
Yes.
By sacrificing something, you are, like, saying that you...
And we sit around and we burn incense and stuff.
Took its soul or something.
All right. We have to break. I thank the gentleman in Santa Rosa. And hold on, Mr. Barnabas Collins. We're talking goth. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Goth too.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry with Barnabas Collins. He is a kid that's into goth and vampires. He publishes a newspaper called The Satanic Weekly at Chatsworth High. I don't think you get into any problems if you hadn't had this goth beaver hunt and how to drink blood. And
Sanguinarius felt that was a good idea. Now, when she was hassled by the authorities at our school, and
Sanguinarius? Now, who is this? This is another member of your editorial board?
Yes, sir.
What is her name?
I'm not giving out any names. You will know her by Sanguinarius. All of our people know her by Sanguinarius. All brothers and sisters of the Cape, we all know Sanguinarius. And we know that this is, at the heart, while not a hardcore religion, a religious issue. So says the lawgiver.
And so says a 12-year-old kid. The lawgiver? Here's Rincon on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, I have a point to make that, goth and vampirism are two, you know, they're different things. I mean, when you mentioned goth in your vampire brotherhood or whatever, it kind of gives goth a bad name.
Why?
Why? With this whole goth beaver hunt thing, you know, Phil saying it's pornography, I mean, you know, that's going to give goths a bad name.
Now, wait a second. That's of the Brotherhood of the Cape.
Yeah, but I mean, you were mentioning earlier that you're part of the vampires and goths. I mean, that's kind of...
Yeah, so the vampire people and are not goth?
Some of them are, but a lot of goths aren't. The majority aren't. I mean, there's some goths that are interested in vampires and stuff, but the majority aren't.
What's Billy the Impaler?
He's a vampire.
I don't know. I mean, I've never met the guy. I don't know if he is. I kind of doubt it.
Why?
Well, I've never seen a vampire or in fact believed in any.
Well, I'm sure. I mean, I'm not saying that we raise up after sundown or nothing. I'm just saying that he's a vampire.
All right, he doesn't think he's a real vampire.
Well, Billy the Impaler may, but the lawgiver doesn't. What's your name?
Regan.
And are you vampire or goth?
No, I'm not.
You're goth?
Yes.
The lawgiver sleeps in a small coffin at his house.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, I can tell you don't believe me.
I most likely don't. I mean, vampires don't exist.
I know they don't exist, but the lawgiver sleeps in the coffin to affect the surroundings of the vampire.
What? I mean, how big is this coffin? He's 11 years old.
Well, no, he's 12. I mean, it's like 6 feet long. I mean, he fits good in it.
Well, yeah.
Okay, well, you can laugh if you want, but the Brotherhood of the Cape, all we're trying to do is have a newspaper and...
No, that's not all you're trying to do, man. You got the goth beaver hunt. And what's this stuff making fun of Kathleen Fondacox, who's a teacher at your school?
Well, don't you think that name's funny, kid?
I mean, I think that's wrong, though, the pornography thing and this goth beaver hunt.
Yeah,
I mean,
but what about Kathleen Fondacox?
I don't know. I don't know her.
Oh,
I mean,
come on, kid. You think it's funny, don't you? You make us sound like a bunch of crazy kids, but we've got a lot of older men who buy our magazine, and they're...
There you go. There you go. That's exactly what I figured, okay? You got a lot of older guys. You're selling pornography, dude. That's what you're doing. You're selling pornography to older guys.
If they want to pay for it.
And in the meantime, you got all the guys, the kids your age, you give it away, right?
We have to keep up circulation. So says Billy the Impaler. Hey, kid.
Yeah.
What's the name of your group?
We don't have any group. I mean, just a circle of friends, you know?
Well, Billy the Impaler said we got to keep up our circulation, so there you go.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, you shouldn't have called that thing Goth Beaver Hunt. Why not Vampire Beaver Hunt? I mean, that's going to give goths a picture as... You know, people are going to take them as porno creeps or something.
Exactly.
Do you have a coven?
No.
You guys just get together and hang out at the mall?
No, I don't go to the mall.
Where do you guys hang out? At dances and stuff and parties?
No, just anywhere. Bookstores, whatever. Coffee houses.
Really?
Pretty much.
You got a girlfriend?
No.
Well, what are the chicks called?
I know lots of people. What do you want to know?
I want to know their names.
Oh, I want to know your friends' real names, too.
No, not their real names, man. I want to know what their goth name is.
We don't have any real goth names.
I'm Barnabas.
Yeah, I heard.
Jeez. Okay, thank you very much, sir.
What are you laughing at?
I just think it's funny, Barnabas. And you're a vampire?
Yeah.
And you sleep in a box?
No, but I'm supposed to get one.
He's supposed to get one. Thank you, sir, for your call. Here is High Springs on the Phil Henry Show. Hello? High Springs, hello?
Hello.
My mom won't let me have a coffin
yet. Yeah, how you doing?
Good, sir. Turn your radio down, please.
All righty.
All right, go right ahead.
Okay,
my mom said I could have a coffin, but she won't let me get one.
Now, what is this religion supposed to be?
The Brotherhood of the Cape. I sleep in a hope chest until I get my coffin.
Oh, you do?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Well, why are you trying to ruin a young guy's life?
I'm not ruining... Ooh, the lawgiver?
Huh?
The lawgiver?
No, I'm not a lawgiver.
No, that's the young guy you're talking about. He's called the lawgiver.
Well, see, you're ruining his life instead of him getting getting him a high school education, trying to get him to go to college. You're trying to get him in something that's ancient. You ever seen the vampire?
What are you talking about?
Ain't no such as a vampire.
Sir, there are things beyond life and death that we know nothing of. You don't believe in vampires?
No, I don't believe in that. I ain't no hoodoo.
Hey, my hope chest is cedar lined.
What? You know what? You're a sicko.
I'm not sick.
Yes, you are.
I'm of the skull.
You're the skull. Yeah, you are the skull. And they ain't got no brains in it.
You've been drinking blood? You sound like how the Impaler sounds. You never drink blood.
I ain't gonna drink no blood.
You sound like how the Impaler sounds when he drinks blood.
Who's the Impaler?
What I'm gonna drink blood though? Why I gotta drink blood?
Billy the... If you're a vampire, you have to. Billy the Impaler.
Well, see, that's why I ain't gonna never be a vampire. And that's why you're a sicko.
Oh, you don't know what you're missing.
Uh-uh, you don't know what you're missing.
Have you ever heard...
sick in the head.
What's your first name?
Why?
Well, I just want to know your first name.
Jackass.
We could call... Oh, Jackass.
Uh-huh.
I didn't want your last name, just your first. You better tell me or I'm going to put some voodoo on you.
You can't put nothing on me because I don't believe in that stuff.
I'm laying voodoo on you.
Ain't but one way you can put it on me. You got to put it in my food.
Voodoo?
That's right.
Put it in your food, huh?
Put it in my food and on my clothes.
Where do you live?
Where you live?
In California.
I live in California, too.
I can find you.
Well, start hunting. I ain't hard to find.
What town you in?
Why you want to know all that?
I want to lay a little voodoo on you.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, you speaking the head back.
I'm going to quote you a favorite line.
Bye.
Rats. Thousands of rats. What color's your front door? That's all I need to cast a spell. Hello? Shoot, I had the guy going.
Yeah, you're really funny, man. Scaring the crap out of the poor guy. He believes in voodoo, okay? That guy was freaking out on that whole voodoo thing.
I'm not into voodoo. I'm goth.
Yeah, we got it. Your thing is... What do you mean, rats, thousands of rats?
Yeah, rats. Thousands of rats. All red blood. All red eyes. Like his, only smaller.
Jesus. Kid, you're going to be arrested. Keep selling that goth beaver hunt.
Well, a guy's got to make a dollar while the sun shines, you know.
I'm telling you, Barnabas...
Look, Mr. Henry, all we want is our religious freedom to publish Satanic Weekly and take pictures of my girlfriend naked.
I've heard all about your religious freedom for these things. All you want is the religious freedom. I don't think it's going to happen, and I'm glad that the school has shut you down. Very, very good luck to you with your life. And by the way, when Billy the Impaler is off of restriction, send him our best. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Really bitchin' music that you're playing there. Is that from the Ed Wood feature film?
Yes, it is. It's Barnabas Collins.
Yes, sir.
Barnabas Collins is with us. He is he edits a goth vampire newspaper at Chatsworth High School called the Satanic Weekly. And you have features in here, Today in Hell, otherwise known as Chatsworth High. There's also a feature here called Ask the Dark Prince. What is that?
That's an advice column basically for vampires and goth people. Tell them different stuff to do and stuff that we're doing that's fun. We're also thinking of changing the name of the newspaper to Satanic Verses on account of that Rushdie guy. Then he don't have a death warrant on him no more.
All right, here is Rialto on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
I was calling to tell this guy that if you're going to try, if you're doing this, it's like really freaky because I'm in high school right now, and people that actually read this that don't really believe in God, they'll think that you're crazy. I already know this. And
what do you mean I'm crazy? What's crazy about the Brotherhood of the Cape or being of the Skull?
All right. You believe in the devil, right? Or Satan?
No, not necessarily. We believe in the Earth Force.
Meaning what?
Meaning the essence, the force of the Earth.
The force of the Earth.
There's a kid that we know, his name's Billy the Impaler, okay? He's using his mind to, like, drive stuff through people.
That's frightening.
Well, I mean, he's not really doing it, but he's trying to master it.
Oh, I tell you what.
Well, are you goth?
No, I am totally Christian. I mean, I don't believe in God.
You don't believe in vampire?
No, I don't.
And you don't believe in the Brotherhood of the Cape?
No, I think
we have a blast.
What?
You guys say you have a blast, but Billy the Impaler is on restriction, as is the Lawgiver.
Yeah, the Lawgiver got grounded. And we have names like Sanguinaria, Lord Hemlock, we suck blood. It's really pretty cool.
Yeah, that just...
You suck blood.
Well, it's like Hawaiian Punch, but we pretend. The Impaler wants to take on Jesus when he gets older.
What does that mean?
Because Billy the Impaler feels that he can develop powers as strong as Jesus's. What do you think about that, kid?
You know, I think that's absolutely crazy. That's not going to happen.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Billy says he can do it.
Well, Billy needs to be locked away in some sort of mental institution.
Why?
You all need to consider a psychiatrist.
Billy says he could kick Jesus's butt if he gets enough years.
Yeah. Well, if he keeps on doing what he's doing now, he's not going to get enough years. By the time he's graduated, I'll bet he's dead.
Hey, kid, we have a lot of fun. We got the goth beaver hunt and everything.
That's just weird, okay? I'm at right now, the high school...
Yeah?
At the high school I'm at right now, if you tried anything like that, you'd more than likely be shot.
Join the dark side and hang out with us.
No, that's... Oh.
Hey! Vampires, in case you haven't heard, we live to be 600-700 years old.
I doubt you'll live to be that old.
Yeah, well.
How old are you?
16.
You're 16?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I have a feeling that when you graduate, if you graduate, that you don't have much of a future if you're getting involved with this.
You tell me. You take a look at the pages of the Goth Beaver Hunt and tell me I ain't got a future. You go ahead.
I'd rather not.
Well, I got a long life to live, man. We're talking 700 years, baby.
You believe that?
What are you doing? You taking a leak?
No, I'm draining a sink.
Draining what? Oh, a sink. I thought it was somebody's vein. If I don't graduate, I'll drink the blood of my principal. You can bet on that.
You'll drink the blood.
Okay, wait a second. You'll drink the blood. You mean to say you'll drink the blood of...
Well, maybe not my principal.
Hawaiian Punch, you mean?
Yeah, I'll be drinking Hawaiian Punch. I'm of the non-dead.
You're of the non-dead. You mean undead?
The undead, yeah.
Huh.
We walk the earth at night.
You believe you're a zombie?
A foul thing. No, I'm not a zombie. I'm a vampire.
A vampire.
Right.
So you go around stalking people and then you try to drink their blood?
Well, no. We drink Kool-Aid, but it's the same thing.
Well, what do you mean you drink Kool-Aid? What, are you stalking people, then pretend like you're sucking their blood?
Well, yeah. Vampires are cool. Zombies are pussies.
You know, right now...
What are you doing?
If that's insanity.
You wiping your nose with the phone or something? What's going on?
I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry. Yeah, that's insanity. You need help. You need to find something.
Kool-Aid and Kenny Rogers Roasters, man.
What's with Kenny Rogers Roasters?
That's where we get the chicken to sacrifice.
You sacrifice animals?
We sacrificed, no, not live ones, ones that we get from Kenny Rogers Roasters.
Oh, they're dead?
Well,
the kind that you would put on a barbecue?
Right. We sacrificed them.
But they're already barbecued.
Already barbecued.
That's not a sacrifice.
Why isn't it? Why?
Because you're going, that's like eating it. That's like saying every time I have steak, I sacrifice a cow.
Well, if you think of it that way, well, that's not a whole cow anyway. That's just part of it.
Okay, that's like saying every time I have a chicken or turkey, I'm sacrificing it.
That's, now you're a Brotherhood of the Cape.
No,
don't. And we burn candles, too, and we burn incense, too. Don't tell me eating a barbecued chicken is an animal sacrifice. I've spent a lot of time on it, man. I've been telling all my friends that's what it is.
You make me feel like I am home again.
Oh, this is cool. This is God.
Whenever I'm alone with you.
Goth Fever Hunt next month.
You make me feel like I am.
Phil